Hello, beautiful people. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Is everybody having a good morning? I am having an allergic morning, but a good one. My throat is coming at me in full force this morning for some reason. Jay and I were just talking about that. So hopefully my psychic gifts will be in full force, since it seems like something seems to want to come through my throat chakra. So hopefully we will have some enlightening news for all of you and enlightening information to share. But how is everybody? I'm actually doing well, thankfully, I'm happy to say. Good things to report. We had I probably should have told you this last week, but we had a great weekend last weekend. One of my favorite teachers, dance teachers, was back in town just for the weekend. And she is my absolute favorite dance teacher in the whole wide world. And I was so thrilled that she was back with us for a couple days. She gave a great workshop. And she gave a couple of classes. So all in all, I usually dance for like 2 hours when I go to dance class, like maybe 3-4 times a week, if that. Excuse me, one second. I just want to clear my throat. Okay. So this week, or last weekend, not this past weekend, but the one before, I danced for 8 hours. 2 hours one day and 6 hours the other day. Saturday it was 6 hours and Sunday it was 2 hours. So I felt it in my body, and I wasn't sore, but I felt good. You know, when you move your body and you haven't really moved it that much or in a certain way for a while, and then you do, and you get like a lot of movement or a lot of activity, or you work out like differently than you usually do. And you really feel like good. You feel energized. You feel like you really did something. That's how I felt. And I realized that that's actually what my body needs. I'm designed to move a lot, and some people are and some people aren't, but I am. And I realized that I am just not moving enough. And so I need to find a way to shift that and to move more. And I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do that yet, but I'll figure it out. I always do. But I am happy all of you are here with me, and let me welcome you in. It is 10:06 a.m. here in very, very overcast Oceanside, California. Excuse me one second. And today is Monday, May 13th. So goodness, we are almost halfway through 2024 already, people. If you can believe that. It's kind of insane. It seems like it just flew by. But I hope everything is good for all of you. And I want to invite you into the Facebook chat, where I will be, and you can engage with me there. You can ask me questions. You can make comments and remarks and be your silly little selves and your wonderful little selves. And just, if you're having any sort of an issue or a problem, you know, with life in general or anything specific. Oh, wow, there's a crow outside my window. Very cool. He's just walking on top of the carport. The carport is right outside my window. The carport, because it's covered, you know, the carports are. Oh, it's the same crow that keeps coming by my window. Oh, my goodness. He just hopped onto the balcony railing and is walking in the opposite direction now. I guess he thinks I'm being too distracted from my show by him. This is the fifth crow encounter I've had in like the last month. Well, maybe a couple months. I keep encountering crows. It's very cool. Big one too. Very healthy fat birds. So anyway, what I was saying was you can join me in the Facebook chat, and if you want to ask me questions, if you've got issues going on in your life, I want to know so I can help. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, certified by the University of Santa Monica, and I also delve into many other areas, areas of sexuality, areas of masculine, feminine energy. Goodness, so many different areas, areas of connection, communication. I want to say I know a little about a lot, but I actually know quite a bit about a few things. So, not to sound egotistical, but I can help in a lot of ways. I am a human design projector, which means I am a guide, and that's why I am here. And I honestly take that very seriously, and I feel honored by that, to be able to be in that role in my human excursion on this Earth school planet where we all are right now, together with each other. So that's why we're here. We're here to help each other in different ways, right? So the way I can help is by being a guide. And my lovely producer Jay, I don't think will mind if I mention that he is also a projector. So, and he's also a 1-2 listen advisor, which makes him great as a guide. So if you guys need advice, specific stuff, go over there and check him out. Get a reading with Jay. He's super easy to get along with, and he's just a great guy all around. We've never met in person, but we talk every week, and he has good energy, and I just want to give him a great shout out because he's a lovely, lovely person. And that's just the way it is. So let me invite you all into the Facebook chat before I get too off track. Not that we are right on track. So go to your device, computer, whatever you've got, phone, and go to the World Wide Web. And I'm doing it as we speak. Go to 12radio.com and you will see a page come up with a black background, and you will see me. And on the left of my picture is a list of options, and one of them is chat. So if you hit chat, that will take you over into the 12 Facebook page, where if you just scroll down, you'll see my face again on my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And there is my chat room. And you can, if you haven't joined the group, just join the group, and Jay will let you in. And as soon as he sees you, he'll let you in. excuse me. So that's where we can talk. And people are already making comments. So let's see who's here. Who is here with me today? All right. Hey, Joni. Joni's here. She says, good morning. If you pull today, I'm up for it. Whatever comes through, I am grateful. Yes, I will definitely pull a card for you, Joni. I'd be more than happy to. And anybody else wants a card, just let me know. I'll pull for you as well. Hey, Quelly. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. Same to you. Yeah, and Joni says, I completely relate to the movement requirements. Yeah, it's funny because I always was someone who did a lot of exercise and moved a lot, but I guess I haven't been doing as much dancing as I would like to or that I used to. I've been doing as much as I can, but due to the scheduling of the classes, there aren't as many daytime classes, and sometimes the nighttime classes are a little inconvenient for me. And I get tired too because I'm a projector and we need our rest. Anyway, a lot of you probably have no idea what I'm talking about with human design, but human design is another It's a wonderful type of, I want to say it's a personality typing, but it's way more than that. It's basically very ancient, and it tells you how you're designed to work best as a human. So that's what I'm talking about. And if you want to look it up, you can look it up online. There are many different places where you can get your chart done, and it'll tell you a lot. It's actually fascinating. It incorporates astrology, I Ching, Kabbalah, and a couple of other things. So that's something else I've been studying for a while, and I started delving into it a little bit more. So I will probably have more to share with you on that pretty soon. Still have to get my friend Kat to come on and talk about it with me here on the show, because I think you guys will all enjoy that. But right now, let's see who else is in the chat. So let's see. Yeah, and I think it's really important to get a lot of movement, Joni. Our bodies require certain things, and if we listen to our bodies, we will know what they require. It's not that hard to tell. I again last night I noticed that I've been so hungry like for a week. I don't know why, but I never get this hungry. It's ridiculous. And my body just feels like it's not nourished enough. And so last night I was craving steak. So maybe my iron is low, I don't know. But it's a possibility. I don't think so, but you never know. But I was just craving steak. Like I really need protein and fat. And I have nothing against that. I would go have steak if I could find a good one that somebody would cook for me. Because I'm not that good at cooking. I'm okay. I can cook an okay steak. But really it turns out okay. So I'll probably just do that. I'll probably just buy some steak and make myself some. But I'd rather just go to a restaurant where they really know what they're doing and get a nice grass-fed, grass-finished steak, but that's hard to find. I do know one place that has it, so actually I will probably go there. I just want to always make sure that they never use any seed oils, because I don't feel like seed oils are a good thing for my body. I like when they cook it in butter. I guess my diet has evolved. It's continually evolving, but I think it's evolved into more of a like keto slash somewhat carnivore diet. I still do some vegetables once in a while, but I don't do a lot. Just because my body doesn't call for them as much. I'll have a salad when I go out sometimes. But most of the time I eat eggs, dairy, a lot of fruit, protein in the form of mostly eggs, I would say right about now. And what else do I have I eaten? I eat a lot of dates. I like butter dates. I like cinnamon butter dates, which are little chunks of cinnamony butter stuffed inside dates and just eaten as a snack. It's pretty decadent. Let me see, what else did I have? Chocolate, of course. My friend Kat makes these amazing chocolates that I've mentioned here, and they are sugar-free, since my diet is sugar-free now. It's refined sugar-free. I eat fruit and everything like that, but I don't eat things that have refined sugar in them anymore. I do eat date sugar. I will eat. I'm not so sure about coconut sugar yet, so I haven't really gone there, but I'm just staying away from things with obvious refined sugar. And I really feel the difference. I feel like it's helped me a lot. I feel like I look younger, honestly. It's done good things for my skin and my body and my weight. My weight is probably the lowest it's been in a very long time. Without much effort. I really just kind of eat what I want. Anything that doesn't have sugar in it. That's really it. And there's when you start to look at diet and food, you realize there's actually a lot of food that doesn't have sugar. That's quite appealing. And as long as, you're not counting fruit sugar, which I'm not, because fruit sugar to me is a natural thing. And I'm just trying to get all the artificial crap out of my diet. Then I think I'm okay. And so far so good. So I'm happy about that. So let's see, where was I? Just listening to your body is an important thing overall. I'm trying to think of what else what else I could tell you to eat that doesn't have sugar in it, but it's kind of escaping me right now. Because I'm in a bit of a trance state as I'm talking. Makes it hard to do brain work. But I can talk, so that's good. So let's see. Who else is in the Facebook chat? Edward. Hey, Edward. He says, blessed morning, love, and a late happy Mother's Day to you. You're such a wonderful spirit to grace this world. Aw. Thanks, Edward. Well, I feel the same way about you. I adore you, and it's a mutual admiration society. So thank you for being here. Jay says, good morning and welcome to Lori the Love Sherpa. Thank you so much for the awesome shout out, Lori. You're very welcome, Jay, and it's well deserved. You're a steadfast lighthouse. I want to say in the night, but it's daytime. But any time of day, whenever you need a friend, Jay is right there on 1-2-Listen, and he's always here for me, backing me up here while I do my show. And Jay, you are much appreciated. I don't say that enough. And Mariana is here with us today. She says, hello, Lori Love. Hello to you too, Mariana. And again, I hope I'm saying your name right. But yeah, that's what it looks like. Mariana. It's a very interesting name. Never heard it before. It's very unique. Okay, so let me refresh the chat one more time and see if I make sure I got everybody. Just make sure that I haven't missed any of you, because that would be terrible. Okay, all comments one more time. You have to go through the rigmarole every time you look at the chat. Hey, Renee. Renee says hi. And Tara's here. She says, good morning. I'd love a message this morning, please, if there's time. There is. Yeah, Tara. She says, I'm hungry too. I'm not hungry yet, but lately I've been getting hungry early in the afternoon, which almost never happens to me. And at night, like for dinner, I'm like a bottomless pit. It's terrible. I'll have to like change that, because that's an affirmation. I am not. Well, that doesn't work either, because negatives aren't really good affirmations. But I'll have to change that too. I am well satisfied and well nourished. How about that? That sounds better than saying a bottomless pit. That's not good. Yeah, Edward, meat and cheese is the blessed basis of a keto diet. Well, then I'm right on track. I don't eat a lot of meat. I don't eat a lot of red meat. Although I did have some delicious sliced roast beef last week. So actually, maybe I will go get some of that, because I can do that very easily and I don't have to cook it myself. Anything to get out of cooking. It's not something I really love doing. It takes, it doesn't take that much time, but it just takes some effort, which I guess I'd rather spend doing other things. And it messes up my kitchen, and then I have to clean up because there's nobody here but me. So who else is going to clean up? Me. I make a mess, I clean it up. Darn it. But actually, that's not entirely true, because if I mess up my house, I do have somebody I can call who can come clean. So that's a blessing, but I don't want to do that to her either. So even though I'm sure she really doesn't mind, she tells me that she loves cleaning and she does a really good job too. So I call on her when I need her, and she does a fabulous job. So anyway, her name is Rosie. She's fabulous. And a very, very sweet woman to put up with the messiness of me. Anyhow, okay. And Mariana says, may I have a card, please? I am open. Yes, you may. So let's start pulling those cards because we've got, let's see, Joni wanted one, Tara wanted one, and Moriana. So I have three cards to pull here for all of you so far, and I will get on that right now. So let's use James Van Praagh's deck, Messages from the Gods, today, since that is the one that is in front of me, and I like it. And James was one of my lovely teachers, couple weeks when I studied with him. I studied mediumship with him, and he's really the best. Ugh. Can't tell you how much James was right on the money when he did mediumship reading for me and my family. Speaking of my family, which is now in spirit, a lot of them are anyway. They just came through left and right, and they were so present, and it was quite miraculous. Okay, this card is for Joni first, and like I always say, if anyone else feels like this card resonates for them, then it is also for you, because the cards have a tendency to do that. They have a tendency not to be just for one person, but for more than one person sometimes. So, Joni got trust your intuition. I love it. I love it already. Excuse me. Excuse me while I clear my throat. Okay, trust your intuition, Joni. I hope that you do, no matter what. Okay. And it says here, as a spiritual being having a human experience, you have agreed to forget your divine heritage while your awareness is focused in this dense physical world. But your connection to your natural state still remains with you, and it is called intuition. Just like any other muscle of your body, the more you use and exercise your intuition, the stronger it becomes. That is true. I can vouch for that. Intuition manifests itself as a feeling of knowing, usually in the area of your solar plexus. And I will add that it manifests many different ways. This is actually just one way. Different people get their intuition different ways. So James goes on to say, but the feeling of knowing usually does manifest in the solar plexus area. If you're claircognizant, that's usually where you feel it. And it says humans use words like gut feeling or hunch, but it is a sense that we are all born with. It is the sixth sense. Unfortunately, because of its ethereal quality, a lot of humans doubt its existence. Excuse me while I make my mouth work. Unfortunately, because of its ethereal quality, a lot of humans doubt its existence. But for those of us who have experienced it, we know that we possess an awareness that is not of this dimension, for sure. If this card appears for you, it can have several meanings, depending on its placement in your spread. Well, we're just pulling the single card. It can mean that an event or situation is in the offing, and it will require you to trust your sixth sense, even though all physical signs indicate otherwise, which I think is always a good idea anyway. Excuse me. Or it can mean that someone within your influence is going to ask you for advice. Depending on their personal acceptance of their own knowingness, you may have to encourage them to do what feels right for them. Share a story of how your intuition proved correct in a time of need. Huh. Well, like I was saying, yes, this is one way intuition does manifest as a feeling of knowing when you just know something. Although I think I might be conflating claircognizance with, oh shoot, what's the other one? There's intuition where you feel it in your gut, and there's also intuition where you just know it. And I can't remember which one of those is claircognizance, but I think the knowing is claircognizance, and think the gut feeling is called something else. Shoot, I can't remember what it's. If anybody knows what that's called, maybe shout it out in the chat, because I know there's clairaudience, which is psychic hearing, clairvoyance, which is psychic sight. What are the other clairs? I should really look them up. Tell you all what they are. Clairs. I'm going to look up clairs and see. What are the clair? Oh, shoot. I can't look it up right now for some strange reason. I don't know why that is. But anyway, there are several clairs, we call them, and that's what they do. They. Sorry, guys, I'm going into like a super high trance state and I'm losing my words. The energy is just really strong and it's kind of taking over my head and my body right now. So instead of trying to figure stuff out like that, I'm going to let you guys answer in the chat and see if you can tell me. We'll give you a quiz. How's that? So let me, if anybody knows the names of all the clairs, put it in the chat. That would be very helpful for me. Then I won't have to go struggle with it. Okay. All right, I'm looking in the chat at your comments. And please bear with me. When this happens and the energy starts to like randomly run through my body, I never know when it's going to hit me, but it hits me at, like I said, random times, and it's hitting me right now, and it's very, very strong. And it just kind of makes my brain sizzle almost and go on the fritz. So it makes me extremely connected to and able to give psychic readings, frankly, really able to give very good automatic information. But if I try to figure something out, like I just did, it just doesn't work very well. and sometimes when you're on the radio, that can be a problem. So I am doing the best I can. So just please bear with me. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, Tara, you're right. Clairsentient is gut feeling. Thank you. Claircognizant is the knowing. So I think I, because James's reading mixed me up a little bit, he said knowing. And then he described a gut feeling, which is clairsentience, not claircognizance. So yes, thank you for that very much. Oh, Jay, you're so awesome. He put the whole shebang here. Jay writes, the term clairs refers to extrasensory abilities that allow individuals to perceive information beyond the five traditional senses. This is great. These abilities are often associated with intuition and psychic development. Here's a breakdown of the four main clairs. Okay, clairaudience is hearing, like we said, the ability to perceive sounds or voices from the spirit world or beyond this physical realm. Clairvoyance, clear seeing, the ability to see visions or images that provide psychic insights or information. Clairsentience, clear feeling, the ability to sense the emotions or feelings of others or to pick up on the energetic atmosphere of a place. And claircognizance, which is clear knowing, the ability to have sudden insights or a deep knowing about a person, situation, or event. Thank you so much, Jay. That was super helpful. Super, super helpful. So yeah, so I think okay, yeah, what James was calling knowing was actually feeling, because he was talking about feeling it in the solar plexus, and that's, I believe, where clairsentience is mostly picked up, in the solar plexus. Claircognizance, which is actually the clear knowing, is more about the insights or just like suddenly knowing something about what's going to happen, which is mostly the way that I get my information through claircognizance. Like, I just know stuff, and I don't really know how I know it. I just know I know it. and I believe part of that's from being a projector as well. I can't speak for other projectors, but I know that's how it works for me. Because I'll be when I just kind of feel into someone else's energy, I just get information, and I don't necessarily get it in a certain part of my body always. Although sometimes I can feel stuff in my solar plexus. Like I will say, when my apartment was broken into many years ago back in New Jersey, I did feel it in my body. I don't know if it was specifically my solar plexus, but yeah, it probably was now that I think about it. I did get that information through clairsentience, through feeling it in my body. And I just knew that someone had broken into my apartment. Even though I didn't have like any clear indication that that's what had happened, I had been away to California, as a matter of fact, on a trip, and the very last day that I was in California, I called my. This was when we had. This is a while ago, when we had those types of answering machines that you actually had to call and put in a code and then you could get your messages. So this is a while ago, but some of you may not even remember that. Edward, I'm speaking to you. Or you might, who knows, but this is a while ago. So I think it, God, this had to be, I want to say probably 25 years ago. But yeah, so I called to get my messages, and instead of automatically, you know, when you would call and you would hear your outgoing message, and then you would press some buttons and it would take you to your messages. So when I did that on this particular trip, my phone just kept ringing and the answering machine message never clicked in. And yeah, that's kind of weird, but ordinarily, you would just be like, oh, well, you know, something's wrong with the answering machine and not think much of it, right? However, me started to get super paranoid. And as it turns out, I wasn't paranoid. I was right. But the information that started coming to me was I got this gut feeling that something was horribly wrong, that something was very amiss, and I just knew something was very amiss, and it frightened me. Like I just felt that I needed to get home and something wasn't right. And I had this feeling the whole way home on the plane. I couldn't relax. I was so anxious. And lo and behold, I got home. I got to the airport, had parked my car there, drove home, and got home, jumped out of my car, walked up my walkway to my apartment, and I saw broken glass on the lawn right outside my apartment. And I looked down and I looked at the broken glass and I screamed because I fucking felt it in my body. And I walked up to my door and the door was unlocked and I had not left it that way. And I walked up the stairs, and thank God, I was so worried. My cat, Twink, my beautiful, big, fluffy mountain lion of a cat, she was not sure exactly what she was, but I feel like she was either part Siberian or part Maine Coon because she was enormous. She was 19 pounds and very big and fluffy and beautiful and huge. And I was so worried the whole time, mainly because of her. I didn't care about anything else, but I was afraid that someone had hurt my cat. And those of you who have pets, you know how that would feel. So I was mainly worried about her. And as I opened the door and I saw her, I was so relieved. But as I walked into my apartment, I saw it was in disarray, and I saw that there was my Athami, which is a huge knife, it's a ritual knife, and I saw it sticking out of the LED display on my stereo. And yeah, and I'm kind of sort of reliving it in my body right now, how it felt. And sure enough, someone had broken into my apartment, and it was somebody who was obviously very angry with me for some reason. Or somebody who just wanted to, do a little damage by fucking with my stereo and my Asami, which is not a good thing. If you know anything about magical tools, that was one of the things on my altar. I used to practice a lot of Wicca and witchcraft, and it's part of who I am. It's part of my heart. I still do magic occasionally. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's a very earthy part of who I am, and there's a lot more to that than a lot of people think. So there are tools that we work with, and a very large knife happens to be one of them. And so that's what was sticking out of my stereo, and this whoever broke into my apartment had shoved it right in there. But you don't get away with things like that. You don't get away with stuff like that. Karma will come back. And I am fairly certain I know who it was. After all these years, I can say with about 99.9% certainty that I pretty much know who it was. And I can tell you that they got their comeuppance, not through any action of mine, but through their own actions, because they did a lot of wrong shit. And I will say that. And when you do a lot of wrong shit, it does come back and bite you in the ass. So I don't want to go down a deep, dark path here, but this is what happened a while ago, many, many years ago. And I like to think that I have raised my vibration considerably since then. Not that I was doing anything wrong then, but we all have lessons to learn. And a long time ago, when I was quite a bit younger, I didn't know what I know now. And I was doing the best I could. And I didn't know how to raise my consciousness. And I didn't have the tools that I have today. And I'm really happy that I do have a lot of the knowledge now that I didn't have then. It's super helpful. But in any case, that the point was, that was how my intuition was working at the time. With my gut feeling of how I just knew that something was wrong at home, and I couldn't wait to get home. So that was how that worked for me. So let me go and pull, first of all, I'll go back to the chat room. Let me go and pull the card for pull for Tara and then Morianna. So Tara, this card is for you and for anyone else for whom it may resonate. So I hope all that made sense. I know I can kind of go in a little bit of a roundabout way when I tell a story sometimes. That's just the way my ADD brain works. And top it all off with a very trance-like energy state. And that's what you get. So. All right, people. Here we have a card. Let me, that's the card. I pulled this card for you, Tara. Okay. It says possess self-confidence. Possess self-confidence. Okay. No one knows you better than you know yourself. Living your life trying to fulfill the expectations of others is disregarding your soul's blueprint. As you contemplate this card, think to yourself, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. When you have a strong sense of self, then you are sure of yourself and fully understand the choices you make. Understanding your choices and acting on them also involves accepting the consequences. What were we just saying, right? I'm not saying this about you, Tara. I'm just saying I'm reminded of the story I just told. Choices involve consequences. But hopefully I feel like this has a much more positive slant for you, Tara. It can become so easy to blame others for your woes if you allow them to influence you. You must learn to trust yourself enough so that you can access the wisdom within your soul because it belongs to you. You are the receptacle of the wisdom and guidance that is unique to your soul's path. So have the confidence to put it into action. You are a courageous soul for choosing to come back into this dimension of illusion and limitation. So channel that courage now that you are here. Don't miss the opportunities that the guides have strewn on your path by following in someone else's footsteps. Never lose the courage of your convictions. So I hope these cards are resonating. And if you have any feedback, let me know. I would love to hear. So let's pull the next card for Mariana. And the card I pulled for Mariana is Thoughts Create Your Reality. I've been focusing on that for a while. Thoughts create your reality. Okay, that has to go hand in hand with self-concept, I like to think. Everything that you see in this physical dimension, Mariana, is a replica of what has first been created in thought. There is nothing that you can look at right now that didn't first have its genesis as the energy of thought. Since we have the ability to create reality from thought, that means that you too have the power to construct your own personal existence. And with that power comes responsibility. Be mindful of your thoughts. If you focus on what you don't have, be it money or health or love, then the energy of lack is what you will create. Your guides are ready and willing to inspire you and help you see that your desires come to fruition. All you have to do is ask for their assistance. In fact, the summation of all your previous thoughts and intentions are what you are experiencing right now when you read this card message. Look around yourself right now. Your environment has been created by your choices, whether consciously, excuse me, whether consciously or subconsciously. Start making conscious choices and you'll be amazed at what you create for yourself. Oh, I really love that for you, Mariana. That really resonates. I'm sure that resonates for some other people too. I know it does for me because seriously, I mean, not only your thoughts, but your thoughts evoke feelings in you, and your feelings and emotions can take you down a path of really creating what you want or what you don't want, right? So it's really important to center yourself in a very solid place of knowing who you really are. And that's what I meant by self-concept. Who you are is an unlimited, infinite spirit, a child of God, you know, God energy, because you have been created with the same energy that God creates everything. Spirit has created you with all of the abilities and gifts that spirit has. I mean, the only thing different between you and God is that you didn't create yourself, you didn't create the world. That's already done, but you can create in your world because you, as Neville Goddard always says, or has always did say, unfortunately, he has passed. But when he was alive, he said that you are the operant power in your world. So everything, like it says here in this card reading, everything that you think, feel, imagine, and focus on is what you create around you, outside in your work, in your outer world. So I want to say this so it makes sense. Anything that you're looking at in your outer world has already been created because of what you've already thought. And you can change that at any time. All you have to do is make a shift in what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're believing. And that creates the shift outside of you. But you have to create the shift inside first. Things outside of us generally don't shift until we shift what's inside of us. So that's all, that's what that means. And that's pretty deep. So if you realize that nothing's happening outside of you that isn't happening inside of you also, I mean, to me, it's a greater feeling of control and purpose and significance. And it really makes me feel like I am the operant power in my world because, for one, I know I am. But I really start to feel that when I can realize that, yeah, I created this, and maybe there's things in my life that I wouldn't have wanted to create, but somehow they're there. And if I have to clean something up in my energy, then I'm gonna do that to the best of my ability. And also, when I say I've created it, there are also lessons that we come to learn, like I always talk about. And so, if I'm creating something unwanted, that's obviously here for me to teach me something. So, once I learn that lesson, I won't have to deal with that situation as much anymore, if at all, depending on what it is. But that's the whole thing. It's like if you have asked for a certain lesson, like before you came into this physical body, if you said, "Hey, I want to learn discipline or patience or love," you know, whatever lesson you came here to learn, and there could be more than one, that can show up in your physical human experience as something that doesn't seem like it's so great, you know. Like maybe you're made to wait for something that you really need. So your reaction is going to determine how well you get through that situation. Your response to the situation is how you're going to your response to the situation. Sorry guys, trance state is super high right now. Your reaction in any situation is always going to determine the outcome of the situation, whether it's favorable or not so favorable. And the more favorably you can respond to something, the better the outcome is going to be for just about anything, really. So if you can relax and not react, but just allow and accept whatever it is that may be very unwanted, granted. But if you can not resist as much as possible, and if you can just not judge, things will shift. Spirit will be able to come in and shift the energy for you, and also let you know if there's anything that you need to do about that particular situation. Things just The energy cannot move if you're resisting. But energy can come in and it can move itself when you're allowing it to. So that's basically the crux of everything in life, I want to say. It really is. I mean, resistance is futile. I really think that when they said that, I believe it was Star Trek, when they said that, they knew what they were talking about. And I feel like a lot of TV shows are sort of predictive, some in good ways and some in not so good ways. But that's a rabbit hole I won't go down right now. But I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. When you watch a movie, you know, there are movies that really mirror real life, and it's kind of creepy sometimes. But other times it can open our eyes. So Let me get back to the chat room, and I probably can't pull any more cards right now, but I will make sure that I get to all your comments. So let's see. Okay. Going back. And I want to hear if any of you have feedback on any of those card pulls, because I always like to hear if they mean anything to you, if you'd like to share. And thanks again, Jay, for putting all that information. Oh, okay, from Gemini on Google. Thank you. I really appreciate that. That was very helpful. And Tara, thank you. Yeah, Tara also adds one. In addition to claircognizance, clairaudience, clairvoyance, and clairsentience, there's clairgustience, which I believe is taste. And I know there's one for smell too, but I don't know the name of that one. So thank you for that, Tara. Edward says, I know things beyond my times sometimes. Thank you, old TV shows, for knowledge of everyday items. Yeah, you know, somehow I figured you would know what I was talking about, Edward, even though you're young. You just seem to know things beyond your years. So Tara says, gotta be me. It's time to step up and be who I came here to be. It was definitely on my mind this morning. Thank you. And she says, be the light. Yes, exactly. Because if you can't be yourself, then who can you be, right? You know, I'm a big believer in authenticity and being exactly who I am, because I have literally learned to be so who I am that I don't know, I almost don't know how to be anyone else anymore. And I don't want to be. I just want to be authentic. It feels so much better when you're authentic, you know who you are, and you move from that place. It's a much more peaceful, calm place. And I mean, it really helps intuition, right? To be authentic, because for me, when I'm in my authentic self, that's when all the information comes through automatically, and I don't even have to give it a second thought. But I have to go, guys, ladies and gents. I thank you all for being here with me. I'm so grateful for your presence, and I hope you'll join me again next week on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world, and you've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I want to wish you all a wonderful week. I love you all very much. Blessed be. And goodbye for now. Bye.